Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KDH Mobile.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WYO Mobile.
Tonight at 8:30, W2VL repeater system.
KNY, Oregon, listening. You broke up on that transmission. Want to try it again?
So, I don't know who that was, but I'll say good morning to you. It's morning, I guess. AC7KY, I believe. WB2ZFC.
Yes, Kilo Charlie 7, Kilo November Yankee. Just want to see if this my IRLP thing is working okay on an iPad. Name is Bob. We're here near Portland, Oregon, calling in Kilo Charlie 7, Kilo November Yankee. Back to you. You seem to be breaking up on me.
Yeah. Hang on for 1 second. Let me just see what the setting on the radio is.
How far are you from the repeater?
Don't know right now. Probably not very far. Maybe 7 miles. Problem is, there's too much interference sometimes.
I understand that. I hope I sound okay. Do I sound okay? I have to kind of yell to get this thing going.
Well, RF-wise, you're fine. Your audio's a little loud, which seems to be the case with most people on either IRLP. Not IRLP, Echo Lake, rather. No, not bad.
All right, I'm going to get this thing a little closer. Yeah, this should sound a little bit better right now. I'm not going to hold it. I just want to see if I'm getting through. I tried some of the California links. I couldn't get through anything. I couldn't get through any of them. I wanted to get information about the wildfires. I was curious. That's terrible. 300,000 plus evacuated and 200 lost. Anyways, back to you. You're a little distorted, but it could be from here. This is KC7KNY.
Yeah, I was speaking to a friend of mine who's up in Ventura County. Excuse me, not far from the Oaks. And apparently they lost some telephone lines, and they lost some cell sites for a couple of days. So I wasn't surprised if some of the repeater sites are out of service or engulfed, depending on where they are.
Roger, I'm Ventura County. Yeah, everybody in the town of Paradise, the whole town of Paradise was wiped out. And that other area, all the rich people live. Anyway, some of the famous Hollywood stars in the area, in Malibu had a lot of damage. It was almost like it was a bomb hitting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Out of that, you're very distorted.
Yes,
I am too.
Well, the portable doesn't help. I'm going to put it down. Perhaps I'll catch up with you another time.
I listen on this repeater. I'm familiar with it. I know a lot of the guys back east. I'm from back east. So let's see what's going on. This is KC7KNY near Portland, Oregon, listening W2BL. Hope I'm getting through okay. Anybody else on the repeater from Kilo Charlie 7, Kilo November 19?
This is Whiskey Golf 2, Papa, and Kilo Charlie 7, KNY. Was it, yeah, I'm hearing you absolutely crystal clear, like you're in the store. And, you know, you couldn't be making it into this repeater better. I only got a couple of seconds before I hit my QTH, and, but I wanted to give you that feedback, over.
All right, Nisa, thank you so much for the report. You sound pretty good yourself. I'm located here in Beaverton, Oregon. So I'm going to get off. Somebody's knocking at my door. I'll stop for you soon.
Yeah, very good. And just to give you a location, if you know the area, I'm in Massapequa, over.
I do. I used to live in Huntington. I'm not going to hold it. I want to see who's at the door. I'll talk to you. I'll be back in a few minutes. KC7KNY.
Good talking to you. This is WG2P, clear.
This is KC7 7KNY, listening to W2VL.
Tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WG listening.
At 8:30, W2VL repeater system.
Leave this frequency news, leave this frequency news. This is JA test YJ. Juliet Alpha 2, Sierra Yankee Juliet. JA test YJ. Central Japan, near Tokyo, calling. CQ for station and standing by. Over. This is JA Test YJ, Juliet Alpha 2, Sierra Yankee Juliet. JA 2 SYJ, Central Japan, near Tokyo, calling any. Calling, nearby.
Station in Tokyo, this is Kilowatt Delta 2, Alpha Killer X-ray, coming back to you.
Yeah, thank you very much coming back. I would appreciate the KD2 question mark. I didn't get a call sign yet. This is Juliet Alpha 2 Sierra Yankee Juliet. Juliet Alpha 2 Sierra Yankee Juliet. J2SYJ, Central Japan, near Tokyo. And here's Mac. Mexico Alpha Charlie, Mac. Work.
Hey, Mac. Personal here is John. Juliet Ocean Henry Nancy. The call sign again is Kilowatt Delta 2 Alpha Kilo X-ray. And welcome to the Limewalk repeater. It's located in Long Island, New York, the USA.
Okay, KD2 Alpha X-ray. Kilo Delta 2 Alpha X-ray. This is Jay, JSYJ here in Central Japan, near Tokyo. I'm here in the living room, a little bit noisy here in my room here. Sorry to take too long time to get your call sign. Long Island, New York, I guess. This is Jay, JSYJ, Central Japan, near Tokyo. The handle here is Mac, Mexico for Charlie. Mac, I don't get your handle. This is Jay, JSYJ. May I have your name, please? This is Jay, JSYJ, standing by. Bye, calling. Over.
Okay, Mac. The personal here is Juliet Ocean Henry Nancy, J-O-H-N, otherwise pronounced John. And, again, the call sign is KD2AKX, that's Alpha Kilo X-ray.
Okay, John, thank you very much for call sign Kilo, Delta 2 Alpha Kilo X-ray. KD2AKX. This is J2SYJ returning. Thank you very, very much for coming back. You know, local time, 7 a.m., 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Tuesday morning here, Central Japan. Oh, temperature is about 64 degrees Fahrenheit. 64 degrees Fahrenheit and 15 degrees centigrade. The WX is cloudy here. They started to hear just rise up. Sun rise up here. KD2AKX, Long Island, New York. This is JHSYJ. Standing by.
Okay, Mac. Very good. Well, it's still Monday here. It's in the evening. Right now it's about 5:07 p.m. And we're still on Monday for quite a number of hours later. So you're already on Tuesday. So you're almost like one day ahead of us. Very good. Nice to hear you on Echolink. You've got a nice signal coming through the system, and nice to hear from you.
Okay, John, nice talking to you. And Echolink is really fantastic. Been fabulous. And I can't believe this kind of good cutting-edge technology. I very enjoy the Echolink. Every time I get on the air, I get that. I call sign any station from my East Coast and AC on RF. Kitchen situation is very for me to contact for the East Coast and United States or 20-15 meters according to sunspot activities are very low than usual. We're back in 1950s, 60s, where is that? Nice talking to John. Please give me a shout anytime you hear me on. KD2AKX, New York. This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. Good evening to you from here, Japan. Bye.
Very good. Well, you have a good evening. Actually, I'll have a good evening. You have a good morning. Nice speaking with you. This is KD2IKX. We'll be clear. WA2CDL Mobile is listening here on 85.
2LCU standing by.
Get the station, sorry. WA2CDL?
This is KD2LCU, Peter Larigo Park, Queens, my base station.
You said it kind of fast. Peter Rigo Park, Queens. KD2, is it LCU? I think I got. Anyway, yeah, this is Andy over here, A-N-D-Y. I'm in the mobile and just got out of a diner.
Andy, I think I spoke to you before. This is Peter. QLV Close Sign Right, QLV Delta 2, Lima Charlie Uniform. Peter Rigo Park, Queens.
Yeah, you sound familiar. So, yeah, I went for some physical therapy today. Went back for physical therapy after a week or two off. And then I just came from a diner, had a bite to eat. I didn't eat all day. I was just dizzy. And now it feels like I'm coming down with something. Like a cold. I get that. I feel that chill inside. I usually, when I feel that, I know I'm coming down with something. But then again, with this weather, you know, with the hot, the cold, and this and that, you know, you don't know what's going on. Usually, when the weather changes, the body changes.
Understood. I was going to physical therapy for a while for my lower back. I felt a lot better since I stopped going. Sounds strange, but I found a back support belt for men on Amazon, $20, and I wear it every other day. I wear it to work every other day, and I'm pretty much 90% better. So be careful with the physical therapist. They tend to overdo it. And, yeah, your voice does sound a little scratchy.
Yeah, maybe because I just ate. Yeah. Yeah, I know. They wanted me to do more stretching and stuff, and I did some of it, but it's not easy, especially when the body gets stiff. You know, if you don't exercise enough, which I don't, and the muscles have a tendency to get stiff, and I got to loosen them up. But the heat is the best part. When they put that hot towel on you, it feels good.
Do you remember the hot towel? You that did feel good. And at night, you put on a little pain cream is very good. What's the name of it? I'll think of it in a minute.
All right. Well, I guess you're not too young either. Because when you get older, that's when these things happen. Yeah, one thing that I used to do a lot, bicycle rides. Did a lot of bicycle riding in my 20s and 30s, and then I slacked off, and that was the problem. But you know, the movement, you got to keep moving. And they just had this on the news yesterday. They say if you want to live longer, just keep moving. Don't sit around, because the body was designed to move. And I think they're right.
That's great too. That's 100% correct. Yeah, I used to ride bicycles a lot. Yeah, I'm 58 here, starting to get some aches and pains. I'm 58, but I have a couple really nice bicycles. I haven't used them in a while. To tell you the truth, I'm kind of afraid to ride around Queens where I live. I'm kind of afraid the cars and everything. No one has any respect or cares you on a bicycle.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because there was a guy who was doing some physical therapy while I was there, and I asked him, actually he said something, he said he hasn't felt this good in a long time, so I asked him, you know, what happened. He said he broke his shoulder and a few other things, so I asked him how it happened. You would not believe this story. He was hit by a car, and he was hit by a car deliberately.
No, bike riding, correct?
No. By a local, he told me a local florist that was delivering flowers to his house. He went out, he told me he went outside to get the flowers, and the driver of the florist ran him over purposely because he asked for a receipt. He wanted a receipt for the flowers that was delivered, and the driver got upset, and he was in front of the car and stepped on the gas, put the car in gear and stepped on the gas and ran him over purposely. The guy's in jail now. The guy who delivered the flowers. Can you believe that? I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, there's some psychos out there. KD2LCU.
Yeah, he's definitely a psycho. I mean, why would you want to just run somebody over just because he asked for a receipt? And the guy got upset. That's what he did. He hit him.
Unbelievable now. I heard everything.
I'm you know, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Because, as you say, there's a lot of crazies out there. You don't know what people are going to do. I have no idea.
I see a lot of, when I go out to in the car, I see a lot of flowers and memorials. And there's either a motorcycle helmet there, which I rode years ago when there was a crash and burn event, or I see bicycle helmets there. So, you know, that's going to say I'm going to go on a bicycle. I'm just kind of fearful. Riding around Queens, I would have to go out to Suffolk County on a bike path, dedicated bike path, and I don't always have the time for that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Queens Boulevard used to be called the, the Boulevard of Death. They used to call that because people used to jaywalk, you know, not at the lights where you have, you know, pedestrian crossing signs and signals, but they would cross anywhere they wanted to. So they put those fences up. I guess you know about that. I used to work off Queens Boulevard, so I know. But you hear more, it's crazy, you hear more and more people do these crazy things, and more cars are crashing into buildings and crashing into, there was one last, yesterday on the news, there was somebody got killed. In fact, it was in Queens. Continental Avenue. There was a pedestrian hit and killed. So it's like you hear it every day.
That is true. That's why I will look to take the bike out. The tires have no air in it. And it was also an extremely hot summer. As I recall it, there hasn't been much of a fall. It went pretty much from summer to winter. And there weren't too many 65, 70-degree days, which is good for biking. So that's another excuse I have I didn't go.
Yeah, I wouldn't go biking on the streets. Years ago, when I lived in America, I used to go bicycle riding all the time, but it was different then. And I would be on the side streets anyway, not on the main street. But, you know, things have changed. I think there's more cars on the road. And there were more people that are disobeying the laws, the driving laws anyway.
For sure, not to mention texting while driving, and they're on the phone. You always see a light turns green and they're sitting there 5-10 seconds. You know they must be texting. So, you know, all things like that, so that's why I don't take a chance. If I have time to go out to Suffolk County one day, I'll go, but I'm not... Like I used to just gonna leave my house, go out into the street, ride a bike. To me, it's too dangerous.
Yeah, it is. All right, I'm gonna go. I just pulled into the driveway. I forgot your name. But, talk to you next time. Have a good night, also, WHCDM.
Good, Andy. Name's here, Peter, KD2LCU. Peter in Regal Park. Glad you're home safe, Andy. I'll catch you soon, hopefully. 73.
Okay, I got it. Peter, thanks. WHCDL.
WHCDL, K6DPC. You want to go to Eagle 5 a minute?
805.
Don't sound so depressed.
H Mobile. KD2KNH, KD2NVZ. Go ahead.
Good evening. Just riding home. Got a couple of minutes free. Survived the Monday, and the roads are nice today. A lot of people were off.
That's always a plus. I'm actually going to be heading into work in about an hour and a half.
Oh, well, at least the roads will still be nice. I'm sure with everybody being off, should be good traveling.
Yeah, I hope so. I never did care for the Monday night commute.
Oh, I never did care for any commute. But especially when it's cold and dark, and you know, if it's rain or snow conditions, forget about it.
Oh, I hear that. I got some good stories from last year with snow.
If this year is anything like our summer, you're going to have some great stories with snow. People trapped for months.
I've heard quite a few people saying we're supposed to have a really bad winter.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but, you know, everything is cyclic. I remember back in the 60s, we had horrible snows, and, you know, people knew how to take care of it, and as things got warmer, I guess generations don't know how to deal with it, but they'll learn again.
In the earliest snowstorm I remember, I was probably about 6 years old, was the snowstorm in 77 or 78, when 4 feet fell on the island.
Remember that snowstorm? I think I was in Wyoming at the time, but I do remember everybody back here was just covered.
Father actually went, took the snowmobile to 7-Eleven to get provisions. Pretty funny.
As I remember, I mean, I grew up as a child in a nice little village and lived on a lake. And we would be ice skating for a couple of months and, you know, shoveling snow off the ice as it came down just to keep ourselves a nice field and to play hockey on. And, you know, we had good, long, cold winters.
Well, like I said, we're supposed to have a good, long, cold one this year, according to the Farmer's Almanac and other predictions. But then, you know, predictions are predictions.
Well, it's amazing how accurate the almanac is. The old farmers knew what they were talking about. I think they do. I think they score considerably better than our highly educated weather professionals. Anyway, thanks for the company. I just arrived home and got to get inside with a couple of groceries and settle in. My name is Charlie, KD2KNH.
I remember we've talked. I'm Joe, KD2NVZ. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Talk again.
Joe, nice talking to you again. I thought we'd spoken before, but I couldn't remember your name. That's right, NVZ. You're up out east, north, like Rocky Point area.
Yes, sir.
It all came flooding back. You have a good commute and be safe out there. KD2KNH clear, 73.
73 to you as well. KD2NVZ, listening.
This is W2UFO in North Carolina.
at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Where are you that you're coming in oddly?
Are you here on this frequency?
Yes, I am, but I'm only using a portable.
I gotta run. I got things to do. I'll be right back. KD2IKX.
W2Z,
W2VL repeater system.
Kilowatt 6, David, B to Zebra, the duck. Listening for the info net to come on. K6DBZ. Quack, quack.
Ah, shut up.
The station had told me to shut up. Why don't you just cool it? Stick your head in the ground, you bastard. K6DBZ, clear and waiting.
Hey, a cat.
Kiss my ass in Macy's window.
The bed off.
K6DBZ, 3 minutes to net time.
Go away.
Kiss my ass. My feathers sounds better.
Hey, nobody answered. You're off the air. I'll send Donald Trump after you.
Listen, you little prick with ears. Give me a call. Shut up.
What seems to be the problem here?
Good problem. You didn't come on with calls.
Net time.
Good evening. This is RQ. Net.
W2HO. M2MB, are you around? W2HO.
This is Mark Hugh. Mark in for that week at this time on this repeater. In. Purpose of the net is to mark members and the amateur radio community general. Check in when your call sign group is called or your category. First category of check-ins is Landmark Officers, Board Members. Mark, you listening.
KD2, see it.
KB2, ZDX.
WB2.
Roger, KB2CXK, traffic, LV2ZEX, and... Nothing heard. Category is Limark Committee Chairs.
KB2J.
So SYL.
Roger, KE2EJ and QSYL. Additional committee chairs. Heard. Next category of check-ins, call sign.
WA2PJF Vito Bayshore.
2CUK, good evening, Lou. Crank up that audio.
WV2U. WA2RAS.
Key Bravo 2, Yankee Mike Charlie.
WS2N.
Okay, Bill, I will try. Roger, WA2PJF, WB2CUK, WV2U, WA2RAS, WB2YMC, and WS2N. Additional Ws. Nothing heard. Next category of check-ins, call signs beginning with K.
Hello, sir. David Peter Zebra.
Charlie Victor. Good evening, Luke.
Kilo Delta 2, Golf X-ray Lima.
Research Delta Papa Zulu.
Kilo Bravo 2, Ocean India Echo.
Kilo Charlie 2, Zulu Victor Tango.
identify you.
KD2GXL.
Kilo Delta 2 Bravo Tango Mike.
Okay, let's pause there. Roger, KC2B, KD2GXL. Get that wrong. The first one is KC2VCV. KD2GXL, KB2OIE, KC2ZVT, KD2FIU, KD2GXL, KD2BTM. Additional case.
Kilowatt 6, David, Peter Zebra.
Action Lou, Kilowatt 2, Victor, Charlie Victor, K2VCV.
K6, Delta, Papa Zulu.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo, Sierra, Yankee.
Good evening.
I think I doubled. Kilo Delta 2, Echo, Sierra, Yankee.
K6, Delta, Papa Zulu.
Roger the correction. Kilo 2, Victor, Charlie Victor. And Roger, KD2, ESY. Next category of check-ins, call signs beginning with
N2ZU6.
Number 2, Echo Juliet, N2EJ.
N2RDB, good evening.
2, Mike Bravo.
Good boy, Barry.
Roger, N2ZUC, N2EJ, N2RDB, and N2MB. All ends. Nothing heard. Call signs beginning with A. Call now. Call signs beginning with A. Nothing heard. Next category is anyone on IRLP.
Whiskey 2, Henry Lima.
Roger, W2HL. Anyone else on IRLP? Nothing heard. Next category is anyone on Echolink. On Echolink.
WB2BEZ.
This is W2HL. I'm sorry, I'm on Echolink. Sorry for the error.
Roger, W2HL, no problem. Roger, WB2BEZ. Additional Echolink.
November 2, Papa India Tango.
Roger, into EIT. Okay. It's one round. Any stations from any of the groups, call now.
Whiskey Golf 2, Papa.
Kilo Alpha 2, Golf Echo Foxtrot.
Roger, WG2P and KA2GEF. We'll take late check-ins after traffic. That'd be close. Only station I think listed traffic is Craig, Vice President, Presenter, etc. Keith, go ahead, Craig, into our.
Thank you, Lou. This is Craig, KD2CXK, and in Klingon fashion, I think because Richie is out, I am El Presidente. Okay, so anyway, moving right along, a couple of announcements coming up. First off, the general meeting is this Wednesday, and it's going to be a great agenda. If you're not aware of it, I'm throwing a radio building party. We're going to be making crystal sets. I do not have an accurate head count of who is coming. I do have a couple of confirmations. So if you come and don't let me know, and there's enough for you to build, then you're going to be a happy camper. If you don't announce and you show up and they're all done, it's first come, first serve. I've got enough to make about 14 to 20 sets. Hopefully, I should have enough wire. I'll let it drop. And the best part is there's no cost. It's my way of saying thank you to everybody for putting up with me as your VP for the year. Okay, so please don't forget, this Wednesday, the general meeting at Levittown Hall will be there about 7 o'clock sharp. The pre-session is going to be, we're going to be winding the inductor. Then we're going to have the meeting where we have a whole slew of announcements I'll get through in this net. And then the main event will be completing the radio and maybe throwing up a wire outside if we're allowed and testing our wares. Okay, let it drop one more time because I hate timing out. Now a couple of important announcements. We'll be taking nominations from the floor this Wednesday. Oh, by the way, if I make a mistake on this because this is my first time announcing such a thing, somebody just key up and correct me. No big deal, I have no ego. We'll be taking nominations from the floor for positions. We currently have a lot of positions open. Currently, there is nobody running for president. They tried to rope me in. No, I'm just kidding. We'd like to see somebody step up. You got some big orthopedic shoes to fill. Richie's term limited. We'd like to see some leadership for the year. So please, if you have an inclination to run for president, Wednesday's going to be your opportunity. Let's see, we currently have, I think, Vice President.